For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump has reportedly wanted to fire Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who oversees the Russia investigation and hired Robert Mueller to lead it. He may now have the ammunition he needs. A New York Times report says Rosenstein suggested recording Trump and invoking the Constitution's 25th Amendment to remove him from office. Rosenstein has issued a statement saying the Times report is inaccurate and factually incorrect. In Las Vegas, President Trump signs what's being called a historic multi-billion-dollar Veterans Affairs spending bill.
You backed me and I back you. That's the way it works, right? That's the way it's supposed to work in life.
President Barack Obama campaigning for Democrats in Pennsylvania. Obama targeted Trump's rocky relationship with the Department of Justice, saying it's not good to pressure the Attorney General or the FBI to use the criminal justice system to punish political enemies.
That's what they do in some dictatorships. That's not what we do here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A reaffirmation of his support for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in the wake of sexual assault allegations.
You watch the fight. You watch the tactics. But here's what I want to tell you. In the very near future, Judge Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court.
Senator McConnell speaking at the Value Voter Summit in D.C. A group of women who support Kavanaugh speak out in the wake of the high school era sexual assault allegations. Longtime friend Megan McCallum and other women who've known the judge both personally and professionally held a joint news conference in D.C.
The Brett Kavanaugh I know dated my sister and some of my closest friends during high school and college, all of whom said that he treated them with nothing but total respect and decency, to the point where he remains close friends with them today.
President Trump, in a series of tweets, claims that if the attack Professor Christine Blasey Ford alleges was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed with local law enforcement authorities. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A fugitive priest accused of child sexual abuse decades ago in New Mexico is in custody. 80-year-old Arthur Perot was arrested by law enforcement authorities in Morocco in 2017, but was extradited back to the U.S. Thursday to face charges in a newly unsealed indictment. U.S. Attorney John Anderson.
Perot was a former Catholic priest who served in New Mexico under the Archdiocese of Santa Fe from 1973 to 1992. Perot was charged in a federal indictment with engaging in acts constituting aggravated sexual abuse and abusive sexual contact with a minor under the age of 12.
Three babies and two adults were stabbed inside an unlicensed birthing center in Queens. A 13-day-old girl and a 33-day-old girl both suffered stab wounds to their torsos, while a 22-day-old girl has cuts on her chin, ear, and lip. A 63-year-old female daycare worker was also stabbed several times, and police say a 31-year-old father of one of the babies heard her scream, intervened, and was stabbed in the legs. Queens Assemblyman Ron Kim says it's common for mothers in Chinese immigrant communities to be given rest in the month after giving birth.
Sometimes if we don't have the family support to do that, and oftentimes they rely on outside support system to get those type of services. And we're not 100% sure if this is what this company or this business was trying to do, but that's something that will come out in the next couple of days.
The suspect, a 52-year-old woman, was found unconscious in the basement with self-inflicted slash wounds to her wrist. She's now hospitalized. Police say she worked at the center. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.